And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires in 1899. In 1955, at about the same time that he lost his sight, Borges was appointed director of Argentina's National Public Library. Borges said, "Little by little I came to realize the strange irony of events. I had always imagined paradise as a kind of library. Others think of a garden or of a palace. There I was, the center, in a way, of 900,000 books in various languages, but I found I could barely make out the title pages and the spines." And I wrote the poem of the gifts, which begins, "No one should read self-pity or reproach into this statement of the majesty of God, who with such splendid irony granted me books and blindness at one touch." After he went blind, Borges turned from writing prose fiction to formal poetry, dictated his writing to his mother, who worked as his personal secretary. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Herrick, born London, 1591, grew up poor in a large family, became a clergyman, hung out in taverns in London, and when he was 39, left his taverns behind him and became a vicar in a little village in Devon, where he lived for more than 30 years. Robert Herrick, who wrote more than 2,500 poems, including "To the Virgins, To Make Much of Time," which begins, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time," is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying. And it was on this day in the year 410 that Rome was sacked by the Visigoths, led by a man named Alaric. They came from what is now Germany. They had suffered at the hands of the Roman Empire, suffered under the burden of Roman taxes, and they started moving toward Rome. They began a siege of the city. The Romans tried to pay them off, but they didn't offer enough gold and silver, and the Visigoths sacked the city, which the historian Edward Gibbon called the greatest and most awful scene in the history of mankind. Here's a poem by Jim Harrison entitled "Debtors." They used to say we're living on borrowed time, but even when young, I wondered who loaned it to us. In 1948, one grandpa died, stretched tight in a misty oxygen tent. His four sons gathered, his papery hand grasping mine. Only a week before, we were fishing. Now the four sons have all run out of borrowed time, while I'm alive, wondering whom I owe for this indisputable gift of existence. Of course, time is running out. It always has been a creek heading east, the freight of water with its surprising heaviness following the slant of the land, its destiny. What is lovelier than a creek or riverine thicket? Say it is an unknown benefactor who gave us birds and Mozart, the mystery of trees and water, and all living things borrowing time. Would I still love the creek if I lasted forever? Debtors, a poem by Jim Harrison from Songs of Unreason, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.